Today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Lamed Gimel. We are on the second daf of the fourth parak in Maseches Sanhedrin. We started the differences between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos. That was the topic. That's the topic of the parak. That was the topic of the big Mishnah on yesterday's daf. So the first difference, after mentioning Drisha v'Chakira, is not really a difference. That's the same. They both have a requirement of Drisha v'Chakira. We mentioned Midrabanan. There might be a difference, but that was the first similarity that the Mishnah mentioned. So now we're up to the differences between the Mamonos and Nefashos. The first one, as the Mishnah mentioned, was how you start the din. The Mishnah said, by Dine, besides 3 and 23, which we've already mentioned in the first parak, but Dine Mamon is, your poseach, the case starts off, bein l'schus, bein l'chova. Starts off talking about somebody who's chayav, somebody's patur. Doesn't matter which one is discussed first, because after all, chayav lazeh, patur lazeh. Whatever is a chiyah for one person is a patur for another person, and vice versa. But by nefashos, we always start liftar. So, says the Gemara on the third wide line, lamed beis, amed beis. Didi mamanis poschen, chulu, heichi amridan. What exactly do we say to someone who is being judged about something that he did? Maybe he ate not kosher, maybe he is chai of something. So, what do you mean? The eidim say that he did something wrong. So, how exactly are you poseach b'schus? Rashi, heichi amridan, last skinny line. Heichi amridan b'psichas chus kishekiblu edusa shel eidim. Where the first step is kabbalas edus. So if you accept the edus, so what are you supposed to say? They're being testifying that the guy is guilty. V'darsha v'chakr mubon lisa v'litein. Heichi amridan luhu l'edim. What do you say to the edim? Remember, we did have a machlokas. We mentioned, I think, back on the Beis, Daf Gimel, I don't remember exactly where. We mentioned machlokas between Rav Sadia Gaon and the Ramban. When it comes to Kabbalah's Eidus of Nefashos, does that also require 23? Or the Kabbalah's Eidus can be with 3, it's just the Masu Matan and the decision have to be with 23. That was a machlokas between Rav Sadia Gaon and the Ramban. But whichever group of Dayanim are accepting, so what do they do first? Amar Rav Yehuda Hachi Amrinan Lahu. First suggestion, Rav Yehuda the Amora says, this is what we say to them. Mi Yemar the Kid the Kamrisu. Who says that it's like what you're saying? Who says the guy's going to be chayiv? So basically they say that we saw, you know, Ruve do this, and the Dayanim say, who said, maybe you're not correct. That's what we say. So that's our poseach l'schus for the defendant. So, but says the Gemara, Amalei Ula, is that appropriate? Just say to the Edim, who says you're telling the truth? V'hachasmina lehu. That's going to literally muzzle them. That's not going to let them testify properly. If the greatest rabbis, you know, all of a sudden you come to court and say, I know this testimony, and all of a sudden they say, oh yeah, who says you're right? All of a sudden I'm going to say, okay, maybe I'm not right. I'm just going to close up. I'm not going to testify. And we don't want that, says the Gemara. Let's just continue, and then we'll look at Rashi. Why not? What's the difference? So let them be closed up. Milo Tanya, don't we have later on Rav Shimon ben Eliezer Omer, Masiyanas ha'edim imakom imakom. We schlep the edim from place to place, Kadesha titarev daiton, so that they have somewhat of tirif hadas, v'yachzru bahen, right? Doesn't it say in the Tosefta that it's exactly, we want the edim nefashas just to give up. Right, we make it hard for them because v'hitzilu ha'eda. Right, we do what we can. So, isn't it good if they just don't testify? So the Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. Me dummy, could you compare what we do, schlepping them from place to place to here? Hasa mameila kamitchi. Over there, we take them from place to place, and mameila they'll decide not to give the testimony. That's not considered direct. But here, when we specifically say to them, and we imply to them that maybe they're not telling the truth, maybe they're wrong, that would be more of a direct confrontation and denial of Beis Din, and therefore, that's what the Gemara cannot accept. It can't be that we directly say, you know, we don't want your edus, or we try to convince them not to. If it happens b'meila, we make it difficult for them, that's okay. But this would be called directly. So therefore, that's why that cannot be the possibility. So that's number one possibility of the Gemara, and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda asks and gives this answer, and that is rejected. So we go on to a second approach. But before that, just one line in Rashi. When the Gemara's possibility, the Havamina was, the question was, V'hachasmina lehu, aren't we closing them up? Rashi is alluding to the problem of, but once they testify, right, they didn't say a word yet. right? That they, Bezin didn't hear anything that they said, so it can't be that Bezin's gonna say, really? Is it really true? Rashi says, second wide line, Vakach chasminan lehu, chos binanu espiem, kisha'anu machishin osan, when we contradict them, v'yach zerubahen, betoch kedei dibor. They're gonna retract toch kedei dibor. What is Rashi bothered by? Rashi knows the principle of kiva shehigid, shuvayna chosu magid. Right, once Aiden testify, you can't just retract. You can't take it back. You gave testimony in court. The last time I think we had this principle was towards the end of Baba Basra, where we had it not in a literal context. We had it just in terms of a dayan, knowing who somebody was, identifying a certain woman who signed the shtar, who he signed their shtar. So we used kivach higa there. But the principle formally is testimony cannot be retracted unless it's toch kedei dibor. So that's what Rashi is saying here. It's toch kedei dibor. It's within a few seconds that they give testimony, and right then Bezdin says, really? Is that the truth? Maybe they're going to be chozer bo. That is the sugya of toch kedei dibor. Just to mention the one Gemara that we always like to quote in this context to show, to prove that toch kedei dibor is something not just, doesn't seem to be something just called a schus chazara. What's toch kedei dibor? You have a few seconds to retract. It's chus chazara. Some Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam, even say it is a din derabanan. Din derabanan of chus chazara. After all, if you're doing a business deal and your Rebbe walks by, we want you to be able to say Shalom Alecha, Rebbe Umori, and therefore we allow you to retract. That is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in the Ran on Daf Pezayit in Mesechas Zedarim. The Takanta, Tokan Dibra Kadibra Dabi Takantahu, the Tikkun Rabbanan, Mishum Talmud, Halokeach Mekach, Upagabo Rabbo, Shiuchalite Lo Shalom, Vehishvu Midoseim, Becholmili. And the Rabbanan were misakin that this should be the din in all cases, except with a few exceptions. As we know, the Gemara says, there are exceptions to the rule of Tokan Dibra, Megadeif, Avodazara, Mekadesh, and Megarish. Those four are very serious contexts, and those are exceptions. But many other Rishonim say that, no, it's not a Dindra Rabbanan. So Dindaraisa of Toka de Dibor. But the Gemara there in Nidara Pezayin has the very unique context where the Gemara talks about the mitzvah of Kriya, the mitzvah of tearing one's clothes upon hearing a Besor Ra'ah that a relative had died. So the Gemara discusses what happens if somebody's relative, he hears that the relative died and he tears Kriya and then he finds out afterwards that really the relative hadn't died when he heard about it, but has since died within Toka de Dibor of the Kriya. So, if he finds out a half an hour later that the relative had died, so then he has to tear Kriya again. The first Kriya he wasn't Yotze, because that was a false report. But what happens if it's Toka de Dibor? Right, the Gemara brings the Astira. Mishish l'chola p'toch beso v'nis alaf. Uchimidu meshemes. Somebody feigns, they thought he died. Vikara, and then he tears v'achar kachmes. And then he person dies after the kriya, lo yotze de kriya. You're not yotze the kriya. Says bar kapara, lo shanu ala shemes la achar kede dibor. Aval beto kede dibor, kedibor dami. Unbelievable context. To kede dibor, kedibor dami, and therefore, if somebody dies within to kede dibor of the kriya that is done, so then, you're yotze de kriya. So the achronim, that's not schus chazara. And it's fascinating that it's on that Gemara that the Rock quotes Rabbeinu Tam of Takata de Rabbanan, that you're allowed to go back. That Gemara seems to imply very strongly that it is rather a different approach, that we would look at Toka de Dibor as halachic increments of time. Not just what you did is done, and therefore you can go back. No. How do you look at time? You don't look at it in seconds. You don't look at it in minutes. You look at it in Toka de Dibor increments. And therefore, as long as the Ptira and the Kriya happen within the Toka de Dibor of each other, so then that is good enough for the mitzvah of Kriya. Again, that is a great topic with a lot of issues that come up. Just to mention that one Gemara that relates to the Rashi that brought it up in our Gemara. Okay, so number two, fifth wide line, Ella Amar Ula. Ula says a different approach. How are we poseach l'schus? Hachi Amrinan. Yesh l'cha edem l'hazimam. We say to the defendant, you have any edim to be mazim these edim that are against you to make them edim zomin? So that's poseach l'schus for him. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabba, that's not fair. V'chiposche b'schuso shalzeh, shichovaso shalzeh. So if you're trying to bring up edim zomin, that's the schus for one person, but it's chova for the other. If you can have a din Torah about the Edom Zomimin, so that's a problem. Says the Gemara, Umi Avi Chovaso. Is it really Lechova of the Edom? Vatsan, but didn't we learn in Makos, in the first parak, Ein Edom Zomimin Neheragin Achi Gamar Hadin? Edom Zomimin, don't become Edom Zomimin, it's a very small window. After Gemar Din, before you actually carried out the Din. If the Edom are proven to be Zomimin before the Gemar Din, then they're just thrown out. If they're proved to be Zomim after they actually carried out the din, so that's Kasher Zamam follow Kasher Asa. So it's a small window between Gemar Din and the Bitsua Hadin. So right now, when he says, do you have Edim to be Mazim, so at that stage, they're not going to be get the punishment of Edim Zomim, so it's not really the Chovasam. So maybe the Ula is defended. Says the Gemara, no, Hachi Amina, no, this is my problem, says the Gemara, says Rabbah. This is what I meant to ask. Ilu Shasikai Adibi Bardine. If this person is quiet until after Gemar Din, Umais, he knows that he has something in his pocket to get these Edom, but he wants to really get them. So he's gonna wait until after Gemar Din and then bring them. Adibi Bardine, Umaisi Edim, Umazim Luhu. It's taking a risk. He's going to wait till he has a Gemar Din, and then he's going to bring the Edim. Okay, hopefully the Edim, according in his view, will be accepted. But maybe he'll wait till Gemar Din, and then bring the Edim and be Mazim. Havi Lechova, so Shosan. So therefore, it's the Lechova of the Edim. So again, we're back to the question. This can't be the Psicha Lischus, because it's a Chova for someone else. So third try. Ella Amar Rabba. Amrinan Le Yesh Lecha Edim Lahachishan. Do you have Edim to be Machish, to contradict? Because then nobody's going to get punished. We know Eidus HaChasha is just going to get thrown out. So, right, what's Eidus HaChasha? Eidus HaChasha is when you don't testify about the Eidim, you testify about the person involved. Rashi quotes the classic example. We say, Imanu Yisem, about the Harug, about the victim. Or, we saw the victim, you know, living, you know, after you say at the time that he was killed. Right, so that's not punished, but it's just thrown out. So that's the Psicha L'schus. Right, maybe you could contradict these Edom. Number four, try. Rav Kahana, this one does not start off with an Ella, as we know, because number three, what we just had, was accepted. Right, Ella is always rejecting the previous answer. So the first two answers had an Ella. Ella Amar Ula, Ella Amar Rabba. Now, Rav Kahana Amar, Midivrechem Nizdake Ploni. From your words, the Dayanim don't say Beferish. Are you telling the truth? We just say, you know what, there's a good chance he's going to end up getting off. That's what we say to him. Mi divrechem, from your words, nizdake ploni. That's the psicha l'schus that we give. Abaye v'rava, so it's less harsh than the first suggestion. Abaye v'rava d'Rabbi Shavayu, another one. Amrin ale, ilo katad lo titzchal. Next one, Abaye and Rava say, we don't even say anything to the Edim. We talk to the defendant. We say, don't worry. If you didn't kill, nothing to be scared of. This is going to be an honest bezdin, and if you didn't do anything, don't worry. We're going to figure out if these Edom are lying. Rav Ashi Yomar, Kol Mishi Yodei Lo Zchus, Yavo V'Yilmad Alav. Rav Ashi has been making an announcement. If anybody has these zechuyos for this person, please come and say. So those last couple of answers are accepted. Tanya Kavasi Dabayev Rav Up. There's a brisa that supports the Bayan Rava, the second to last answer. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says as follows. By Isha Sota, Im lo shachav ish osach vim lo satis vigomer. The psukim say that the Kohanim say to the woman, if you didn't do it, you'll be okay. So what do you see first? First, the Bezdin says to them, the Kohanim say to them, if you didn't do it. Mikash, Shaposchem, Bezidin and Fashis, Tchila Lischus. So that gufa is the source for Tchila Lischus that we say to them, don't worry about it, if you didn't do it, so then you will be clean, you have nothing to worry about. Good. We continue. A lot to say about Isha Sota, but we'll leave that for now, and we will focus still on this sugya here. So Dinan Mamanis Machzirin Vechulu. So the second difference now we have in the Mishnah was by Dinan Mamanis, if the din was finished, so we continue. The next difference in the Mishnah we already discussed also. How many are you matet by one? By Mamanis, it's Bein L'schus, Bein L'chova, then Nefash is these two. Good. Next one. Dina Mamanis Machzirin, Bein L'schus, Bein L'chova. If the din is decided and you get more evidence, you go back for Dina Mamanis, L'schus or L'chova. By Nefashis, you only go back L'schus and not L'chova. Says the Gemara, Dina Mamanis Machzirin. So what is clear from that line in the Mishnah? That we're Machzir, that you undo the din. But 1 second, says the Gemara Aminu, but didn't we learn in the Braisa, right? We had this earlier. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah, Adonis Adin Zik as a Chayiv, Chayiv as a Zakai, if a judge judges a case and he makes a mistake. He's Mizakai the Chayiv, he's Machayiv the Zakai, Timei as Atar, Tier as Atamei, all these cases, Masha Asa Asui, Vishale Mimeso. What's done is done. The Mishnah in Bechoros. The Mishnah says that if a Dayan makes a mistake, he has to pay up. He has to make restitution afterwards. What is it? What does the Mishnah tell us? The Mishnah tells us that you're not machzir the din by mamonis, right? Chayiv and zakai. That's clearly din mamonis. Remember the Vilna Gaon and Parshas Shoftim. The Gra says there are 6 answers possible to every single question in halacha. Every question in halacha, the rabbi is either going to say 1 of 6 words: chayiv, patur, asur, mutter, tamei, tahar. 1 of those 6 words. So, right, each one. It's either a Dini Mamanis Shaila, or an Issa Vehetra Shaila, or a Tumah Vatara Shaila. So here, Chayiv and Zakai, so that's Dini Mamanis clearly, and you see from the Mishnah that it doesn't go back. You don't undo it, right? The Dayan has to pay. So Stira, our Mishnah here in Sanhedrin says, you're Machz, you're the Din. And there in the Mishnah Bechara says that you're not Machz, you're the Din. So there are going to be a couple of answers throughout this Amud to that question. Answer number one is from Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yosef. Says Rav Yosef, lo kasha. Kan b'mumche, kan b'she'eno mumche. Well, are we talking about a mumche or not? So, which direction are we going in? So, our girsa and Rashi's pshat of the sugya is when it comes to a mumche, he could be chozerbo. He could say, I'm right now. What I'm saying now is the correct psak. What I said earlier was wrong. And the Baal Din can't say, well, no, well, maybe what you said earlier was right. Right? Who says you're right now? No. If it's a mumche, he's in charge. And therefore, he could change the psak, and that's the case in Sanhedrin. But in Bechoros, we're talking about an eno mumche, and therefore, he can't change, because maybe he's wrong now. Maybe he was right originally. That's kan mumche, kan she'eno mumche. That's Rashi, and that's our girsa. The next 2 words of the Gemara are going to show that Rashi's pshat is according to our girsa. If you look in the Rif obviously had a different girsa. The Rif says exactly the opposite. The Rif says, by a mumche, he cannot be chozer, because here he isn't chozer, because when he did originally, he has power, has authority. And then you don't go back. If there was an eno mumche, so then he is chozer. Machlokas Rashi in the Rif, and it goes to it would be a difference in the girsa. So let's go with our girsa. So a mumche can be chozer. It's in his authority. Says the Gemara, but mumche machzirin. Really, a mumche is chozer vaktani, but then we also learn, in my mumche lebezdin, patim l'shalem. Right, not only is a mumche lebezdin doesn't go back, but he's putter from even paying. So Amar Rav Nachman, kan sheyish gadol hemen abachakmo v'minyan, kan sheyin gadol hemen abachakmo v'minyan. Just add on one tanai. Add on one tanai. Not only is it a mumche that could go back, but it's also someone who is really being machzir. There was a mumche that originally did it, and now there is a greater rabbi that is saying he was wrong. And he's being machzir the gadol hemenu Rashi. Oh, so gadol machzir dvarav shalzeh the ish b'koach levatel. So what's the case that you could be chozer bo? Like in our Mishnah, that's a case where it's a mumche and it's gadol hemenu b'chach v'vinyan that now is retracting the din. But the case in Bechos is any of the other cases. It's not a mumche or not a gadol hemenu. But either way, that is answer number one. Chiluk number one between the Mishnah in Sanhedrin and the Mishnah in Bechoros that is quoted, the difference is mumche or not a mumche. Period. The Rishonim, this Gemara also comes up in Baba Kama. See on the side, the Gemara, this Mishnah in Bechoros is also quoted in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf. The Rishonim there discuss, as the Gemara is going to discuss on Amud Beis here, but just let's just mention it already now, what's the case where the Dayan is Timei es Hatahar Tier es Hatamei? He made Tamei something that's Tahar. He made Tar something that's Tamei. Let's just focus on the second one for a moment, and eventually we'll get back to the others. How do you make something that's Tamei Tahar? What did you do? You have something that's Tamei, and you made it Tahar, and then you find out that it was really Tamei. What's the case? So the case is, the Rishonim discuss, again, it says in another base as well here, that you take the item and you throw it into his other items. You have one piece of food, and it is really Tamei, but you said it was Tar. And to show that it's really Tar, you take it and you put it into the rest of the food that the person has. The rest of the Tar food. So now you have to want to retract. But 1 second, ask the Rishonim, ask Tosfos Beit HaPeretz. There in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf, don't we have the principle of Ein Mevatel Nisur L'Chadchila? You're not mavatel in Israel lechatchila, but here, you know, you didn't do it on purpose. You're not usually allowed to take something that's usser and be mavatel it, right? Even if it's a bas of a challah, whatever it is, you're allowed to be mavatel, right? The Mishnah says in Shrumos, ain mavatel in Israel lechatchila. But once you did it, isn't it batel? So Rabbi Yehuda Peretz discusses, maybe in this case you would say no. Maybe we fine you. Sometimes there are cases there in the Mishnah Shrumos that if you did it b'mezid, we don't say the bittul works. Bittul works b'mela. Bittul doesn't work b'mezid. So maybe here too, that would be an application where we would say it does not work because here the dayan b'mezid did it and he made a mistake, and therefore maybe we would say it would not be batal. That sugya, as we know, in batal nisach chila is a major topic in halacha. Interesting, Rov Rishonim assume that ein mevatel nisach chila is a din d'rabbanan. Most assume it is not a din d'araisa. That's what it sounds like. The Gemara Maseches Beitza. It sounds like it's a din d'rabbanan according to the most Rishonim. Tosfos says Beferish. Right? It's d'rabbanan. Why is it d'rabbanan? The Rabbanan said, how could you, it's, what's the Isser? You can't go around and get rid of all these Isserim. And all these Isserim would fall away. Well, I want chicken soup, but I like a little milky, taste in my chicken soup. So I'm gonna put in less than 1/60th into my chicken soup, and it's gonna be batel. It's going to taste a little, it's not going to taste, but I know, maybe the texture. So you can't do that, right? Because all these surim are just going to fall by the wayside. But there are some Rishonim, the Ravid and some Achronim say that no, maybe it's a Nisa Daraisa. Maybe it's a Nisa Daraisa, the Isser Mevatel and Isser Lechatchila. Does it apply to Dinim, to Isurei Drabbanan? And also, that's another big topic. That's what's discussed in the first Perek in Beitza. Does this Isser of Ein Mevatel and Isser Lechatchila apply to Isurei Drabbanan itself? The context there is Muksa. Muksa is an Isser Drabbanan with Ein Lo Iker Menat Torah. And that's where the Rishonim discuss Ein Mevatel and Isser Lechatchila about putting the Muksa wood into non-Muksa wood on Yantif. That's where the discussion is had. Okay, again, there's a lot. The Truma, Achronim, the Avnei Miluim writes that by Truma, there's a special din. Even if you hold Ein Mevatel and Isser Lechatchila's Drabbanan generally, it's Daraisa by Truma because of the Pasuk, Mishmeres Trumosai. We have to guard, we have to be super vigilant about Truma, not to cause Truma to get lost, not to cause anything to happen to it, and therefore, the Avnei Miluim writes in the Tshuva, and the Asvin Daraisa, others say that by Truma, it would for sure be an Issa Daraisa. Okay, so that is all answer number one. Difference, the chilek between the Mishnah in Sanhedrin and the Mishnah in Becharos, the chilek is mumcher, not mumcher. Answer number two, Rav Sheshis Amar, Kan Shetah B'dvar Mishnah, Kan Shetah B'Shikol Adas. Harkening back to what we discussed in the first parak. There's different types of mistakes. Was it a mistake in a Dvar Mishnah? So yes, Beferish in a Mishnah, that's not called a din, that's not called a horah. If somebody paskets mamish against what it says mafurish, then the whole thing, that's for sure. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. But the Mishnah Becharos is taught b'shikol adas, where it was not a mistake in something mafurish, but it was shikol adas, as we'll explain again what exactly is shikol adas. Tamar Rav Sheshis Amar Abasi, taught b'dvar Mishnah choser, taught b'dvar shikol adas, eino choser. So Amalei Ravina, what is taught b'dvar Mishnah? Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, afilu taught b'Rav Yechiya v'Rav Oshia. What if it's not a Mishnah? Literally, but it's Reb Chiya and Reb Oshia. What's Reb Chiya and Reb Oshia? Rashi quotes Tosefta. Tosefta, they were Masad in the Tosefta. And Rashi quotes another important line. We've had a couple of Shas Rashis here in Sanhedrin. A couple of days ago we had about Reb Ashi. So here, V'lo havi ikar kalkach. The Tosefta is not as authoritative. Kamishna Senu, Shasasma Rebi, Shahaya Gadol Mehem. V'kol ha-yeshiva mitsuya etzlo al yedei shehunasi. V'diktiko imo b'dvarim v'he'emidim al-buryam. The Mishnah, again, the chashivas of the Mishnah, he goes through, that the Sefta does not have the status of the Mishnah. So, again, the question is, asks Ravina and Ravashi. Ravina and Ravashi, the last two. The Sof HaRah. Ravina asks Ravashi, so is it a Tobit of our Mishnah if it is a Tosefta? Amar Layin, he says, yes, it is. I feel with Rav Shmuel. What about the early Amaroim? Rav Shmuel, right? So the word Amar Layin. So Rav Ashi says, yes. I feel with the Dividach. And then Ravina asks Rav Ashi, what about the Dividach? What about our statements? Right? Is that good enough? Amar Lay, he says, Rav Ashi answers, Atu Atnan, Katli Kani Ba'agmanan, a phrase that's used by many Chuvas Svarim, but he answers, are we reed cutters? Meaning, are we nobodies? Yes, we're also. So mistakes in ours is also a a situation of ta'a bidvar mishnah. So we discussed this sugya already in the first paragraph of ta'a bidvar mishnah, and we mentioned then the machlokes that the Rosh quotes here. So we'll mention it again because it's on this daf. The Rosh quotes, so what did the Gemara say? Mishnah is ta'a bidvar mishnah. Any statement of the Gemara is ta'a bidvar mishnah. And that's what, remember, we quoted the Ramah in Choshe Mishpat Simen Chafei that you can't argue on the Gemara. Right, as long as you don't argue on the Gemara, then there is flexibility. And the Vilna Gaon there, Bir Agra, quoted the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Ravina Veravashi Sof Hora. What about after the Gemara? So that's the Rush right here. The Rush quotes the Machlokas between the Ravid and the Balamar. What about statements of the Gaonim? Do the Gaonim also have a special status about Ta Bedvar Mishnah? So that is a Machlokas. The Balamar quotes, Ela komi she'ein ta'uso mizbareres bin ha'mishna u'min ha'shas mefurash. B'li safek, lav ta'a b'dvar mishnahu, ela b'shikol adas. No, the ga'onim are not called ta'a b'dvar mishnah. U'masha paskua ga'onim. Achar, shitas, stimas ha'shas, mida'as machra'as. V'lo me'alacha brura, u'psuka min ha'shas kesugi na'alma. U'madatoi be'itoi b'shikol adas lo b'dvar mishnah. That's the Balamar. The Balamar says, no, Gaonim don't have a special status. And the Ravid argues. The Ravid says, the emes amar achacham, shemtoa bepiskei Gaonim shloshama divrehim, vilu shama yechozer bo be'emes u'abir, zetoa bedvar mishnah. No, he says, she'ein lanu ato lachlok al divrei Gaon miri es daitenu, lefari she'inyin bederech acher, kedei she'ishtana adin mi divrei Gaon, im lo bekushya mufersemes, v'zed davar she'ein nimsa. You're never going to be able to come up with a kasha on the Gaonim, therefore the Gaonim also have the status of a Ta'a B'dvar Mishnah. So again, that's an important machlokas. How far down does it go in terms of what's considered Ta'a B'dvar Mishnah? There is a fascinating ha'ara that the Margolius Hayam quotes here. Why dafka Ta'a Katal Kadi Ba'agma? Right, with the Lashon of, what, are we nobodies? Are we reed cutters? Why dafka reed cutters? Is that what the mashal that is given? So the Margolius Hayam here says it by himself. Usually he's quoting other achronim, but here he says it his own thought. Sadet tfua tzrichim lachrosh v'lizroa v'rak oz yesh tikva l'ksar. A field of tvua, of grain, you have to work hard. You have to plow, you have to sow, you have to harvest. Avokanim gedelim ba'agam me'aleihem, but reeds grow by themselves in the swamp. Without anybody working hard in their planting. Some things just grow by themselves. Like we know, Sfichin. Lochain. Chachme atar Hashem is Yagim al Dvarel. The Chachamim that work hard to get to where they are, they're called Mechadsti Chakla. They're both people who cut their harvest. Hakotzer et Asher Zaru. They harvest what they planted. But the people who don't work so hard, they're called the reed cutters. Because what do? They're just harvesting, but they didn't work hard to get to where they are. So that's what Ravashi says to Ravina. Hayam anachnu lo yaganu batora, v'yadatenu ba hikikonim ha'olam me'aleim, lokenu, mechasi chaklanan, v'lochein ha'toa bedvar reidu k'toa bedvar mishnah. Right, did we not work hard to get to where we are? We also, had a melus and mesiris nefesh. Therefore, that's dafka, the katzli kani ba'agma mashal, is dafka the reeds. Good. Hey, chidami, that's what Ta'a B'dvar Mishnah is, right? It has to be mefurish, and we have the machlokes where that ends. So hey, chidami, shikol adas. So what about shikol adas? What is the, how do you categorize that? Amar, papa kagon, shrei tanoyo trei amoroi, depligi ahadadi, v'lo itrahilchaz alo kamar v'lo kamar. You have a machlokes tana, machlokes amoroim. And there's no clear-cut accepted psak. Lo kamar v'lo kamar, v'ikri v'ava gechad minayu. And this Rav went like one of the Baal Bar Pluktis, v'sugya d'shmaitza, or the v'sugya d'alma, azli ki'idach, hainu shikol adas. And the way of the world was going like the other one, meaning there was no accepted psak that was written and recorded, but the one rabbi went like one, but really the minhag olam was like the other. Rashi says, rov hadayanim nirim lahem divrei hasheni. Rov dayanim went like the other ones. So that's shikol adas, and that's the chiluk between the Mishnah in Sanhedrin and the Mishnah in Becharos, Ta'a B'dvar Mishnah, Ta'a B'shikol adas. Good. Eitzvir of Hamnudel Rav Sheshes. For 1 minute, we have the following story. Maisa biparash and itzlo ha'im shala. There was a cow that had its uterus removed. V'ha'achilu Rabbi Tarfon l'klavim. and Rabbi Tarfon said it was a treifa, and therefore Rabbi Tarfon fed the cow to the dogs, said it was a treifa. And the Chachamim had the story, heard the story in Yavne, and they matered it. So they said that Rabbi Tarfon was incorrect in his ruling. And what happened? Sha'amar Todas Harofe. Why did they matter? Because Todas Harofe, the doctor said, ain't part of a Chazir Yoseis Alexandria Shomitzrayim, Elevkin Chotkana Aimshala, Kadesh Lotele. Alexandria did not want these animals to reproduce and continue anywhere outside of Mitzrayim. So whenever they left, they cut the uterus. And therefore, but it's clear that they lived, didn't say they all died, but whenever they left, they cut the aim in order for to keep the population of these animals in Mitzrayim. So you see that it's not a treifa. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon says, oi, hocha chamorcha Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, oi, say goodbye to your donkey. Why say goodbye to your donkey? Rashi says, I'm going to have to sell my donkey, right, in order to pay back. But one second. Says the Gemara, continuing the story, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, patarata. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Rabbi Tarfon, come on, you're pater. Shkala mum chalarabim, patim l'shalim. You're right, you have rishus. And therefore, you're not going to have to pay back. That's the story. But one second. V'im Isa, and if it's true that the chilek between the Mishnah and Bechorah says that it is whether what you made the mistake in, and Tavid Var Mishnah is Chozer, this is also a Tavid Var Mishnah. V'im Isa, lema le, Tavid Var Mishnah, ata, the Tavid Var Mishnah Chozer. Why did Rabbi Akiva say he's Pater because he is a Mumchal Rabim? Let him say he's Pater because the din is retracted, right? There's not a din. He was Tavid Var Mishnah, and therefore, that's why he doesn't have to pay. Things just go back. So the Gemara says, Chad of Oth Kamar. You're right, really, Rabbi Akiva told him two things. Chad of Tobit Ramishnah, Vata of Tobit Ramishnah Choser. Number one, you're Tobit Ramishnah, and therefore the whole din is uprooted and is, goes back. V'o, Dinami, Shikol Adas, to Isa. And even if you had been, even if you had made a mistake at Shikol Adas, Mumcha L'Rabbe Mata, you are a Mumcha L'Rabbe, V'chol Mumcha L'Rabbe, Batim L'Shalim, and therefore you wouldn't have to pay. Okay, period. There's more to talk about the story, about how they were chobat maxerbo, but just one or two other ha'aris. Number one, again, second margolias hayam in a row. How did Rabbi Tarfon make such a mistake? If it's a mishnah, that's Beferish, Rashi quotes it, it's a mishnah in Chulin, it's a mishnah in Eilat Shreifus. Nitva ha'aim shalak shera. So how did Rabbi Tarfon, the great Rabbi Tarfon, how did he make such a mistake? L'char mafli. Eich ne'elam Rabbi Tarfon halacha brura d'itzalim kshera. You can't say that. You can't just say me, it's not a mistake. So he quotes from Achron in the Agudas Ezov that Rabbi Tarfon thought she'davka nital kshera v'lo nikev. He thought that only if the entire aim is taken out is kosher, but if only some of it is taken out, if it's nikov, it has a hole in it, that would be a trefa. Rabbi Tarfon was choshesh that para that came to him, maybe it was taken out. Now it's all out. But maybe little by little it was taken out. It wasn't taken out all at once. And if a little bit is taken out, then it's treif. Even if afterwards it was all taken out. The halacha, though, that was what he thought. The rejection was, though, the halacha is that we don't have to be choshesh for that. Once we see that there's no aim in there, so we can assume it was taken out. But that was the possible mistake that Rabbi Tarfon made. But the other question that is asked, the Ben Yehoyada here discusses, Rabbi Tarfon was rich. Rabbi Tarfon was going to have to sell his chamor. What does that mean? Hocha chamor chatarfon. Right? He had plenty of money. Why would he have to sell it? Why would he have to sell his chamor? So Rabbi Ben Yehoyada has two possibilities. Number one, v'nir levisyata d'shvaya, as he always says, the kavanaso limkar chamar mamish loshalim. Maybe you're right. Yes, he had other money, but he was going to tell his donkey. Why? Because he always wanted to remember this mistake of his. Right, asus yag latorah. He didn't want to make the mistake again. So he would take something that's very precious to him, something that he always used his donkey. So every day, every 2 days, he would like want to use his donkey. He wouldn't have it. And he would remember the mistake that he made. So he wouldn't ever forget again. Nitzla ha'im shalah is kshera. Number one, so you're right, he would sell the donkey. Number two, a second possibility, he says, O nira libas yata d'shmaya. He says, maybe chamorcha has a different meaning. Fascinating. It's a lashon melitza. Ki be'emes, he lo shama me'erbosav klum b'davarzeh. Maybe a different pshat. He never heard this halacha from his rebbeim. V'lo lamad b'nat, remember, the Mishnah wasn't misudarit then, he was in the Mishnah. V'lo lamad, he never learnt it. And now, Ukeisha Shalu also is stopping with Avram Tichya. And he wasn't sure. So you know what? He was machmir. That's why he said it was a trefa. Because of the chumrah. The hitchef bishim sveka daraisa the chumrah. And when he hears that he was wrong, what does it say? Hacha chamarcha. Says the Ben Yoyada, maybe it means, Rabbi Tarfon, your chumrah is no longer appropriate. Not that chamarcha, your donkey. Klomer hachumrah shechashashta ba'avura hocha vehifsides chamar shalcha. You could say it's a double entendre. It's that your chumrah got rid of your chamar. But it's, maybe that's what it's alluding to, because, again, he didn't have the mesorah about this. He was just machmir, and now he realizes that it was a mistake. Okay, so you have the Megaliah Sayyam and the Ben Yehoyada. We continue now. End of the first wide line. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yisrael Rava. One second. Maika Moser Rav Hamnuna L'Rav Sheshes. Bipara. What was the whole Shiloh here? The Shiloh was, he's going to be Choserbo. How could you be Choserbo? The Mishnah says, the story says, Para Hare Hechilo L'Klavim V'Lesed the Tadar. What's the discussion here? I don't understand. Rabbi Akiva says, wait a minute. You're going to be machzer the din, and therefore you're not going to have to pay. You can't be machzer the din. The dogs already ate the trefa. What exactly, right? Like, kelav tashlichun or so. Right? So what's the whole discussion here? So where it says, achi ka'amarle, this was the question that Rav Hamnuna asked Rav Sheshes from the story. As follows. If you say Tabadvar Mishnah, it does not retract. Alma Kamdina, right? The din always stays, period. Rabbi Tarfon, that's where Rabbi Tarfon was upset and distressed. And Rabbi Akiva calmed him down. You're right, it's not going to go back, but don't worry, you're still Potter. But if you say Tabadvar Mishnah would be Choser, so then the question was, why didn't Rabbi Akiva tell him? If the cow would still be here, you would be Potter. So too now, right? It's not your problem, you just gave the psak. You didn't actually feed the cow to the dogs at this stage of the Gemara, and therefore, you would be Pater. And that's what Rabbi Akiva, and that was the Kasha that Rav Hamnuna had asked in this Gemara, asked Rav Sheshes, and the answer that was given, that it was Chada Ve'od Ka'amar. But this was all shot number two. How do you answer the seer between the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, which says that Dini Mamanis is Choser, and the Mishnah in Bechara is that Dini Mamanis is not Choser? Answer number one was Rav Yosef, Mumcha versus Eino Mumcha. Answer number two is Ta'ab Adar Mishnah, Ta'ab Shikol Adas. And we are up to answer number three now of Rav Chizda. But just 1 hour before that, Tosfos says here, in this case, that the Dayan, a Dayan who paskin, Rabbi Tarfon who paskin, that the cow is treif, and then they go and throw the cow to the dogs, that Dayan is putter, the Gemara says. Tosfos says that this Gemara is going like the Shita of the Rabbanan, not the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Who's Rabbi Meir? Dayan Dina de Garmi. As has come up often, the sugyas of Garmi is a Maisa Hezek that is somewhere between Grama and a Maisa Yashir, totally indirect, Grama B'Nizakin is Pater. Totally direct, that's for sure Chayiv. Garmi, that's the Machlokas. That's the Machlokas, which we discussed often in past Yerim. Rov Rishonim. When we read the Rishonim, it seems like, let's say it this way, it seems like Rov Rishonim hold that this is a din to Araisa. There is a day in Tosfos that it's a din to Rabbanan. Rashi and the Rambam never quote distinctions between Grama and Garmi. They might not hold of any chilek on a Daraisa level, but Rov Rishonim seem to say it's a din to Araisa, according to Rabbi Meir, Doran din to Garmi. But remember the Shach, in a classic four-column Shach, says that no, he quotes all the Rishonim that say the Raisa, then he quotes the few Rishonim that say the Rabbanan, and then the Shach says, well, really, everybody holds us to the Rabbanan. And then he goes through all the Rishonim and proves that all the Rishonim also hold that it is a din de Rabbanan following his path. That is the Shach in Choshe Mishpat in Shin Pei Vav Siv Dalet. That's where he quotes all of the Mefarshim. But again, we're not going to go through that now. The Chilukim, the Rishonim of the Chilukim between Grama and Garmi, direct and indirect. Just one source that we don't usually quote. The Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva talking about Grama and Garmi and direct and indirect. We know the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that if somebody forgets any of their Torah learning, they're Mischayev Benafsho. Says Rav Avadia, he has a tshuva. in Yabia Omer, Chelik Beis, Yeradeya Seben Ches. What if somebody, we know the Gemara lists off various food items that causes shichacha. Rav Chaim Kidievsky even has a whole kuntris about all the things that cause shichacha throughout Chazal. Is one allowed to eat that? Is that mischayev benafsho? If I do something that indirectly will cause me to forget my learning. Nishalti beinyan ochel sha'achlo bimenu chatulo achbar. It's going to cause me shechacha, but there's no iser to eat it. Just scrubbing off. Okay, either way, one example of the items that make a person forget learning, he discusses. So he goes through, of course, a classic long tshuva, where he says, you cannot say it's usser. You cannot say it's usser to eat these things. Even if they cause forgetting of learning, it's grama. Grama ben izakin is pater. So this is grama, your mazik yourself is pater. He says, I can't say that it's going to be usser. He quotes other rishonim that the Rav Yehuda Chassid and others that go into it, that he goes into all of the sources. Let me just say at the end, let me just find the point at the end. He says, where he summarizes, Klal ha'oleh she'in shumiser v'achilas ma'achal she'achle m'menu chatulo achbar ela she'yoser tzohov lachush l'mat she'kotav she'ochle mizeh b'lidei shechacha. Okay, you want to be choshesh. But don't worry, it's not, it's enough indirect that just like Nezek, Grumman is going to be pater by Nezek, this is less than Garmi, to put it in our context, and therefore it is something that you don't have to, there's no iser, mamish, in this case. Okay, says the Gemara of Chizda Amar, third answer. Did the Dayan actually actively take the fulfill his psak? Did he fulfill his psak? Did he didn't just say paskin, but he actually actively did something. He took the money from Reuven and gave it to Shimon. So if he actually did that, so then Masha Asa Asui. If he actually did it, that gives the psak more strength, more authority, and that does not go back. That's the Mishnah in Bechoros. In our Mishnah in Sanhedrin, lo natav nasa biyad. He didn't actively do it, and therefore the din is choser bo. So says the Gemara, Bishlam ha-chayev es ha-zakai. I understand. The Mishnah in Bechoros is where he actively did something. Chayev es ha-zakai, I understand what he could do. Kugot shalatav nasa biyad. He was mechayev, the innocent. He took the money from A and gave it to B. El azik es ha-chayev, heichem ish kachasla. But what's the case of he made innocent he who was supposed to be chayev? What did he do? What was the nasa nasa biyad? To Amar Lai Pater Ata. He says, you're Pater. Follow Notam Nazam Yad. But that's just speech. That's just words. So keep it. Amar Pater Ata. Kemosh Notam Nazam Yad Ami. No, because he says, you are Pater, it is as if he said, Notam Nazam Yad. Right? Reuven, oh Shimon, by saying, Reuven, keep the money, that's as if he took the money from Shimon and gave it back to Reuven. Says the Gemara, really? That's what you say in Bechoros? So go back to our Mishnah for a second. Ela Masnison, which we said our Mishnah is a case of lo natav nasa biyad. Diktani, dini mamadis machzir ben l'schus ben l'chova. So bishma l'schus b'shkachasla. I understand l'schus, what's the case of lo natav nasa biyad? To amalem eikar chayiv ata, v'lo natav lo nasa biyad. Where he says, you're chayiv, but he didn't actively switch the money. Ela l'chova eichem b'shkachasla. What's the case where he originally said pater, and then he said chova? Right, Amalei Paterata. What, he said you're Pater? But we just said that's considered. So we're stuck. We just said, to explain the mission in Bechoros, that saying the words Paterata is considered active, but then you'd have to say that in our Mishnah too. What is the word, what is the case of your Machzor Lechova? What did you do originally, if not Paterata? So Gemara says, Chadaktani, maybe re-understand our Mishnah. When our Mishnah says that your machzir bein l'schus bein l'chova, it doesn't really mean l'chova. Didimam benes machzirin l'schus shehi chova. It's one case. You're allowed to be machzir l'schus, which ends up being l'chova to the other person. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. So if that's what our Mishnah means, that your machzir by mamanis l'schus shehi l'chova, what does the next line of the Mishnah mean? Right, the Mishnah says, by nefashis, you're not machzir. Dechvasa gabi nefashis. Machzirin l'schus. Ve'ein machzir l'chova, right? That's what our Mishnah says. So that also is one case, because it would have to be parallel. Machzir l'schus, schus gredasa. Schus, machzir l'schus just means schus gredasa, just a played schus. That if the person there was innocent by nefashis. Ve'ein machzir l'chova, l'schus shehi chova. What, you're not allowed to be machzir l'chova. Now we're saying that means l'schus shehi chova? right? Because as Rashi explains, you can't say it means literally lechova, because by dinim aman it's also, we've just explained, that you're not machzir. So it has to be a case that's different between nefashis and mamanis. So what's the case? Chov se deman. So who is it a chova to that you would, if you say he's innocent? Halokasha chov se de goal adam. It's for the chova of the goal hadam. The goal hadam doesn't want this guy to be innocent. That's why it's a chova, right? Maybe this is a smach to the Sefer HaChinuch we've mentioned twice already in the Masechta, that the Chinuch says one of the reasons of Ari Miklat is not only Hatzala, is not only Onesh, the two more famous approaches, but also because the psychology. We don't want the Goal Adam to have to look at this guy every day. The guy who killed his relative by accident. Right? It's going to hurt him. He's going to have to relive it every day. That's why he goes to Galus. That's L'chov say the Goal Adam. Says the Gemara. So we're not machzir in that case. Because we feel bad for the Goal Adam, we're going to kill this guy, right? And we're not going to be chozer. Va'od my bain. But and also, it's pretty clear in the Mishnah that it's two cases. It's not l'schus shehi chova. It's bain l'schus bain l'chova. So Kasha, so you're right. That answer is a little difficult. The chilik of nasa b'yad, that chilik is difficult. Ravina Amma, Ravina has another suggestion. Within this answer, you don't have to say patrata, where what got us in trouble before? We said the Mishnah Bechoras has to be talking about a case of nasa v'nata miyad. So what's the case of patrata? Where that's considered nasa v'nata miyad. No, maybe there's another case where you say pater and you actively did something. And that would save our Mishnah. You have a mashkon that so-and-so owes you money. What does the dayan do? Say he's pater, and he takes the mashkon and gives it back. Timei asatar, what's the case? Da'agi be'sheretz, right? Something was tar, but you said it was tamei, and you wanted to make sure that they realized it was tamei. You took a dead sheretz, and you put it on the stuff. Tiretz atamei she'irvan be'pirosa, as we mentioned earlier. So there are other ways to say that saying patur is active, and therefore you wouldn't have the problem with our Mishnah as well. So three answers to answer the sira between Mishnah in Mechoros and the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Period. Next, Tana Rabbanan, Dina Nefashis, the next one, whether somebody left court. Again, you not go back. Dina Nefashis, you're not machzir. Tana Rabbanan, Minayin Liyosim Bezdin Chayiv. Vamar Echad Yeshli Lamed Lav Schus. Minayin Shem Machzir Roso. Let's say somebody went out of Bezdin Chayiv, is going to be killed, and somebody says, no, I have a schus. You bring him back in. Tabalomar, Naki Al Tarog. And here he's possibly Naki. Uminayin Liyosim Bezdin Zakai. Vamar Echad Yeshli Lamed Lav Chova. Minayin Shein Machzir Roso. You don't bring him back. Tabalomar Tzadik Al Tarog. He's already a Tzadik, and therefore he's called a Tzadik by Bezdin. That's good enough. Amr, Tzvi Barashi, the chiluf al amesis. As we know, the opposite applies to amesis. Amesis, as we have mentioned, somebody who tries to convince somebody else to do avodah zarah, six special mitzvos, not to have rachmanus on a mesis. Dichsiv lo sachmo, v'lo sachase alav. Don't try to have compassion or cover it up. Rivkana Amar, masdi, Rivkana masdi, michi harog tahargenu. Right from that lashon. The Minchas Chinuch in Tav Samach Beis notes that there are specific halachos of zechus that don't apply to a mesis. But he assumes that the other inyanim of nefashos would apply to a mesis. In Taf Samach Beis, he says, V'nira deshar inyanim shemivu arim b'dine nefashos lahakel no'agim gabi mesis. V'ein lonu rak ma shemifurish b'shas umavur barambam sanhedrin. We don't say that in every single detail. The details that are mentioned in the Torah, we are machmir by a mesis. But by the other ones, we wouldn't be, like for example, Tav b'dvar Mishnah. What about a bata and a pasuk in Chumash about a mesis? What, we're still going to be machmir? No, they would say they made a mistake, and he's not a mesis. So there are some limits on that halach. Boy, min Arab Zeir Merav Sheshes, Chayvi Golios, my, what about Chayvi Golios? Is that like also, we don't go back? Right, is that like Dina Nefashis or not? Or do we go back? Asir Roseach, Roseach, yes, we go back. Dag Zeir Shava. Chayvi Malkius, my, Asir Rasha Rasha, yes. We are machzir by all of them. Tadi nami hachi, chai vigalis minayin, asir roseach roseach, chai vigal, malchus minayin, asir rasha rasha. Period. Vein machzir lechova. But we're not machzir lechova, amr chibar abba, amr biochana, like we just explained. Fushe ta bedavar shena sukim modibo. We're not machzir lechova if it is something that the tztukim are not mode in, meaning Torah shebal peh. It is a drasha, right, which is a higher category than ta bedavar mishnah. It's a pasuk in chumash. But if it's a mistake about a pasuk in Chumash, so then zil kari beiravu, meaning it's for sure a pasuk, the children know it. Right, so what you said earlier, of course, is nothing. Vahadar. Meaning if you said he was innocent because that's the paskin that is mutter to kill somebody, of course, you bring it back to Beis Din. And those coolers would also apply, the Menachas Chin Chedid, to a Mesis. What about a mistake about Arayos? Mistake about Arayos. The Magalei Sayam and others wonder why Dafka doesn't just say Arayos. It says Noef and Noefes. But what's the case? What's the question? Rashi explains. In cases of murder, there are so many types of questions to ask. So you can wonder the murder weapon and the place. There are questions to ask. So that's where you could have the one. You could question whether you're going to go back or not. But by Arayos, are we Maxir Lachova? Right? Did it happen? Did it not happen? Right? There aren't so many questions that would be asked. There's not many mistakes for Zchus. So Amalei, he answers, Ademotech Yakid, while your fire is still burning, Zil Kotz Karech Vitzali, go roast your gourd and heat it up. Meaning, you heard what I just said. Bedavar Shatzukin Modimbo, your Choser. And even by Arayos. If it's Dabar Shatzukin Modimbo, your Machzor the Din. If Barnami, I'm Rabbi Abi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Tabin Oif Choser. Right? There's no difference between Arayos and other cases. Elahechi Dami Ein Choserin. So what's the case that we do not go back? I'm Rabbi Vo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Meaning, what's a case in Arayos? What would be some question in Arayos? If it was a Bia Shalokadarka, which is not Mefurish in the Torah, you learn it out from Sukkim, right? Rashi quotes from later on, Mishkavei Isha, that also is an Isser Misa. That's not Mefurish, and that would be the question of Ta'a bid, in a clear-cut question, we would be there even by Arayos. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beshem again, tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle, and we'll pick up with one or two more dafim before we travel back, and then there'll be a couple of days from the last cycle. Okay, we'll stop here.